About 50 community members, including some parents and a few kids, attended a screening of the movie Chasing the Dragon. It's about the lives and deaths of people addicted to heroin and prescription pain pills, released this year by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Drug Enforcement Agency. It's available to view online and has been shown in several other communities in Alaska this fall.
Prescription drug and heroin abuse.
Each year, more than 46,000 people die from a drug overdose. That's more people than die from car accidents or from gun violence. And half of those 46,000 deaths are related to opioid abuse.
Audience members wondered about the scope of the drug use problem in Petersburg and how that compared to the rest of the country. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jack Schmidt relayed some statistics nationally and for the state.
1 in 5 nationwide have tried opiates, nationwide. But in Alaska, it's double. So 40%.
Schmidt explained that federal law enforcement has been jailing people for drug offenses for decades to try and reduce the supply.
Looking at the supply side, we've done that, but I think we also need to have the other side, which is the demand side, and trying to look at prevention. That way we don't have new addicts replacing, and then we could work, focus on the supply side, and hopefully that will curb use and, overall the amount of drugs on the street.
Schmidt related a story of working to prosecute an OxyContin ring, only to force addicts to turn to cheaper heroin. Police here locally have said they can do little to make an impact on the supply of drugs coming into the community. Panel members explained that with a big markup in price, the profit margin for bringing in drugs to small towns in Alaska will keep that supply at a high level. Petersburg Police Chief Kelly Swihart recommended a holistic approach, including getting addicts into recovery and making sure that recovery is completed.
We need to make sure that we're doing programs like this to try to prevent things and reduce that demand. And we need to hold people accountable, accountability. It's got to be a multifaceted, holistic approach, or we're not going to get on top of this thing.
Several recovering addicts answered questions from the audience. Casey Den Adel counseled the parents to be involved in their kids' lives.
And most addicts I know have some kind of mental issue going on. But you don't know that with addicts. There's usually a co-occurring disorder. And a teenager's not going to tell you that. Do you know any teenager that's going to say, hey, I'm depressed, I have anxiety, I have, PTSD from being bullied or being raped or something? No, you don't. So check in with your kids about these things.
Former drug users agreed that the reality was 10 times worse than what was portrayed, despite the somewhat shocking stories in the movie. Rochelle Wilsonoff also suggested knowing signs of addiction.
A lot of parents, there's a list, if your eyes are glazed or you're slurring your words, but it's like there's a lot more to watch for. Like somebody had mentioned, if you're missing tinfoil or those little, it sounds so yeah. Crazy, but things like tinfoil or for me, it was I would never wear short sleeve shirts around my family. I just, it's always long sleeve shirts. And so just little.
If all your pins are taken apart, the insides are gone out of your pens, you got a problem.
Probably just know what to watch for.
Yeah.
The former addicts said there was no one factor that made people start using drugs or become addicted, but they all agreed there needs to be more in Petersburg to help people trying to stay clean. Following two other community meetings this year, former addicts have started up a support group, and they meet on a regular basis, but they're seeking a place to hold those meetings. The panel also recounted the difficulties of getting into a drug treatment program. Petersburg Mental Health Services' Susan Omer related a tale of trying for 4 months to get one local man into a recovery center.
It's not easy to get into treatment, so we can't just say send him to rehab.
No.
30 days later, they come back to a place that has its challenges. Mm-hmm. I think we as a community, I would love to see more of a recovery supportive community.
Here.
I think we're all good people. Yes, here, because even if they want to get into residential treatment and that's what they need, they're not going tomorrow.
Audience members wondered what to do if they had a teenager using drugs. The response was to first find out what kind of drug, and Omer suggested family support.
If you get your child into treatment, come with them.
Yeah.
Family. Bring the family.
Yeah.
Sending your, dropping your child off at our offices won't
right.
help
you
as
wanna,
much as
you
if
wanna
you bring
be
the
close
family.
To them while...
Because he's going to need... he's going to need everybody's support.
The discussion focused on the increased use of prescription painkillers and how that can lead to an opiate addiction, something also covered in the film. Pharmacist Erica Warhatch responded to a suggestion about increasing advertising like that used to discourage tobacco use.
You got to remember that opiates are a great drug when you need them, and it's a double-edged sword. I mean, we're not going to cut people off of, you know, pharmaceuticals. I mean, you don't use nicotine or cigarettes medically, whereas you're dealing with a substance that's creating this problem that oftentimes gets its foothold from a medical standpoint.
Both Warhatch and Dr. Mark Tosillo said they tell people nowadays to keep bottles of prescription medication secure.
I tell people right out of the gate, whether it's cough medicine with codeine or whether it's OxyContin, take care of this. This is negotiable currency in Petersburg.
Yeah.
That is the way I describe it to people. It's negotiable currency. And you will have new friends if they know you have it.
And Police Chief Swihart urged people to destroy their old medication or turn it into the police. Some in the audience thought the movie lacked any positive message, a portrayal of people who have been able to get clean or any solutions to the problem. Others who attended hoped the movie would be shown to local school students. School district officials said they wanted to do some more preparation before setting up their own panel discussion for kids. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.